This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News Channel. Don't forget, we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Chad Larson, advisor and consultant on clinical consulting team for Cyrex Laboratories, a clinical immunology laboratory specializing in functional immunology and autoimmunity testing. Dr. Larson, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome. So for starters, what is Cyrex Laboratories and what kind of testing do they offer?
Yeah, Cyrex Labs is a lab that really does focus on autoimmunity and let's say immune dysregulation as well. So for there's a variety of autoimmune conditions out there. And there's a few different ways that we want to evaluate for autoimmunity. There's kind of an old school way of thinking of autoimmunity. And when somebody has an autoimmune condition, basically the treatment has always been to just suppress the symptoms associated with the autoimmune condition. But there's been a lot of advancement in laboratory science over the past couple decades. And we have a better understanding of the triggers to autoimmune reactivity, or let's say immune hyperactivity. And so that's the piece that Cyrex really fills well, is that we're looking for not only autoimmune markers, but we're also looking for the things that can trigger autoimmunity. And I'm sure we'll get into that, but that's kind of the key thing is autoimmune markers and triggers to autoimmune reactivity.
So Dr. Larson, what sets Cyrex apart from other autoimmune testing options? And what should patients who are suffering from an autoimmune reaction or who may be suffering from an autoimmune reactivity look for when they are evaluating if autoimmune testing is right for them, or what test or facility should they use for autoimmune testing? I know that's a loaded question, but I think you get the idea.
Yeah, basically they're going to want to visit a provider who has an understanding about autoimmunity. And fortunately or unfortunately, there's a really broad range of providers that treat people with autoimmunity. There's a typical medical rheumatologist that have always been kind of the go-to in the past for autoimmune conditions. And they're the ones, they're very good at diagnosing autoimmunity, at least the classic autoimmune conditions like lupus and rheumatoid arthritis and that kind of thing. But their treatment protocols are mostly centered around suppressing the immune system. Because since autoimmunity is typically a hyperimmune response, there's very strong medications that suppress the immune system. And so that could be an important piece of the treatment protocol. But in our opinion, and the opinion of some of the more current literature, is that we want to start looking for the underlying triggers to that immune hyperactivity, because the literature suggests that once the trigger to the immune system can be identified and removed, the autoimmune activity will go down. And that's ultimately the goal, is that we want to try to wind down that autoimmune process. And so there's other providers that are probably better at doing that. And that might be a naturopathic doctor or somebody who's in alternative medicine that is hip to that concept of identifying and removing those underlying triggers. So that's kind of a long answer to your question about what kind of provider to visit, but it is a little bit complicated in that regard. But the idea is to start, as a patient, to start with your favorite provider, or maybe ask around in their community who might be a good provider to visit if there's a question about autoimmunity. And, you just have to kind of look in your community and see who might be addressing those kind of issues from that angle.
Certainly appreciate your response on that. Now, what kinds of foods will Cyrex test for, and do they give gluten testing, raw food, cooked foods, or anything else?
Yeah, there's three main food arrays that Cyrex offers. One of them is called the Cyrex Array 3, and that one is all about gluten testing because, again, there's like an old school way of testing for gluten sensitivity and celiac disease, and that's with a very narrow gluten evaluation. But more current literature suggests that we should be looking at multiple gluten peptides, not just one classic one that is typically evaluated in celiac disease. So that's the Array 3, has a very comprehensive gluten evaluation. And then there's the Array 4, which is, it's called gluten-associated cross-reactive foods. And what we mean by that is that some people who are gluten sensitive go on a gluten-free diet and they don't totally feel better on a gluten-free diet. And so there's a handful of foods that have been identified to promote gluten antibodies, or in other words, gluten immune reactions, even though gluten is not part of the diet. And so those foods are part of the Array 4. Array 4 is really important for people who have gluten sensitivity but are still having symptoms, and even though they're on a gluten-free diet. And then there's Array 10, which is 180 foods. And there's other labs that do multiple food testing. But what makes the Array 10 unique is that we're looking at foods that are in their form that they're most commonly consumed in. For example, there's third-party literature that informs us when a food is cooked, it can change the allergenicity of that food. In other words, a person can react to, let's say, raw food in that form, but not cooked. So we want to evaluate the foods in their most commonly consumed form. So, for example, things like grains and beans and animal proteins are mostly consumed cooked. So it makes sense to test it in that cooked form. And so that's one thing on the Array 10 that really separates it from other labs that do multiple food testing.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Chad Larson, advisor and consultant on clinical consulting team for Cyrex Laboratories, a clinical immunology laboratory specializing in functional immunology and autoimmunity testing here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Larson, can you tell us about a patient who came to you with a health issue which you were able to help improve by using Cyrex's test?
Yeah, fortunately, that's happened many times where Cyrex testing has been very informative about how I'm going to treat a patient. Let's think of a recent one. I had a recent male patient. He was in his late 40s, and he suffered from debilitating fatigue. And along with that, depression mixed with anxiety, mixed with gastrointestinal symptoms. And this has been going on for some time. And he's visited other providers and got put on a lot of medications for kind of suppressive type of medications that frankly weren't really helping him all that much, particularly with his debilitating fatigue. And that's not an uncommon set of symptoms that we oftentimes see as a new patient. And so we started with a battery of lab testing, including Cyrex testing. And there's two key things that came back. One was that he had pretty significant breakdown of his gut barrier, and that's tested with Cyrex Array 2. Cyrex Array 2 evaluates the integrity of the gut barrier. So there's this barrier system on the inside of the gastrointestinal tract that prevents things from getting through that barrier system into the circulation. If certain things are allowed to get into the circulation when they're not supposed to be, that could really induce inflammation and immune hyperactivation. And so he had really significant breakdown in his gut barrier. Some people call that leaky gut. And then he is very reactive to gluten. So gluten was really putting the foot on the gas pedal of the inflammation in his system. And that was just, it was just causing a lot of fatigue because he had so much inflammation and this kind of immune activation happening that it was just wearing him down. And so, so we immediately put him on a gluten-free diet, and just that alone caused significant improvement. And I didn't mention part of his symptoms that he was maybe 30 pounds overweight. He certainly wasn't obese, but he was overweight a little bit. And so he lost weight really, really quickly. Within a couple of weeks, he had already lost, I'm thinking about 15 pounds. And so the body doesn't burn fat really that fast. Some of it, I think, was fat, but a big part of it was just fluid. Was just fluid retention, water retention. I think the body does that sometimes when there's so much inflammation floating around. The body tries to dilute that inflammation and those toxins in the system, and so it retains a bunch of fluid. So a lot of that was just dumping fluid that he was retaining. And so, so this is a new patient, and this is a relatively recent case. So that's about where we're at in the case. He's lost a bunch of weight. He came in looking 10 years younger on follow-up, and his energy is significantly improving, and we've barely just dented his gut barrier. This has all just been from gluten removal, and to fix a person's gut barrier that's been compromised, that can take a few months. So he's just going to continue to improve, and so far so good.
That's quite interesting, and I'm assuming it was just because of the gluten-free diet that he was put on that had him not only lose that weight but helped him tremendously, or is there anything else that we should know here?
That's the key thing, is that he went on a gluten-free diet. At the same time, I had him remove the majority of other grains, so I wouldn't say he was on a grain-free diet. We had a little bit of rice left in there as we're kind of transitioning him into a healthier diet. But gluten was definitely the main one. That was the main source of his grains, was gluten-containing grains. So just putting him on a gluten-free diet, most grains went out. And then we just had to tidy up his diet with including a lot more vegetables. So just being on a good, healthy, you know, lots of vegetables, lots of lean animal proteins, and just a little bit of rice as grains. And I think it just kind of created a natural detox in his system. Just having very, you know, micronutrient rich vegetables, I think just allowed his liver to kind of catch back up. I think it was bogged down from all the inflammation that the liver has to process. That is just, the liver finally was able to take a big break, and his body started to cleanse just on its own, just by ensuring that he has a better diet.
Very informative, and really appreciate your sharing that with us. Now, how would a patient go about securing a test with Cyrex? Would they go through their healthcare provider, or where can they go to learn more about Cyrex?
Yeah, at this point, they need to get it from their provider. So either try to find a provider in your area that uses Cyrex testing already, and maybe that can be done with a Google search, like you know, put in your city and maybe Cyrex testing. And if a provider, you know, has Cyrex on their website somewhere, maybe Google would match those up for you. Or you could just ask your doctor, say, hey, you know, I learned about this Cyrex Labs, and I would like to have a couple things tested. Can you set up an account? And it doesn't cost a provider anything to set up an account. It's just getting their information, getting a copy of their license, and away we go. And they can start ordering tests right away. And so, and that's a lot of, you know, I've had a lot of phone calls. I do a lot of clinical education for new providers to Cyrex. And I've heard this scenario many times where they say, I have a patient with XYZ symptoms, and they found out about you guys by either a friend or something, and they want to run a couple Cyrex tests. And so can you explain your testing to me? And so that's a way that that I think a lot of patients it's kind of almost backwards, but sometimes the patient is introducing the provider to Cyrex instead of the other way around. But yeah, those would probably be the two best ways to get a provider in your area.
And also, Dr. Larson, where can they learn more about Cyrex Laboratories?
Yeah, the best place is joincyrex.com, J-O-I-N, Cyrex, C-Y-R-E-X, joincyrex.com. And there's a lot of great information about what panels Cyrex offers and what those panels mean, and maybe even what conditions would best, what conditions dictate what kind of labs you might want to consider ordering.
Well, Mr. Larson, it has been great to have had you. Thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and certainly appreciate all the information shared here today.
My pleasure. Take care.
And you take care as well. We have been speaking with Dr. Chad Larson, advisor and consultant on clinical consulting team for Cyrex Laboratories, a clinical immunology laboratory specializing in functional immunology and autoimmunity testing. And for more information, simply visit joincyrex.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.